The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams. It can hardly be a coincidence that no language on earth has ever produced the expression as pretty as an airport. Airports are ugly. Some are very ugly. Some attain a degree of ugliness that can only be the result of a special effort. This ugliness arises because airports are full of people who are tired, cross, and have just discovered that their luggage has landed in Murmansk. Murmansk Airport is the only known exception to this otherwise infallible rule. And architects have, on the whole, tried to reflect this in their designs. They have sought to highlight the tiredness and crossness motif with brutal shapes and nerve-jangling colours to make effortless the business of separating the traveller forever from his or her luggage or loved ones, to confuse the traveller with arrows that appear to point at the windows, distant Tyrax, or the current position of Ursa Minor in the night sky, and, wherever possible, to expose the plumbing on the grounds that it is functional, and conceal the location of the departure gates, presumably on the grounds that they are not. Caught in the middle of a sea of hazy light and a sea of hazy noise, Kate Schechter stood and doubted. All the way out of London to Heathrow, she had suffered from doubt. She was not a superstitious person, or even a religious person. She was simply someone who was not at all sure she should be flying to Norway. But she was finding it increasingly easy to believe that God, if there was a God, and if it was remotely possible that any godlike being who could order the disposition of particles at the creation of the universe would also be interested in directing the traffic on the M4, did not want her to fly to Norway either. All the trouble with the tickets, finding a next-door neighbour to look after the cat, then finding the cat so it could be looked after by the next-door neighbour, the sudden leak in the roof, the missing wallet, the weather, the unexpected death of the next-door neighbour, the pregnancy of the cat, it all had the semblance of an orchestrated campaign of obstruction, which had begun to assume godlike proportions. Even the taxi driver, when she had eventually found a taxi, had said, "Norway? What do you want to go there for?" And when she hadn't instantly said, "The Aurora Borealis, or Fjords," but had looked doubtful for a moment and bitten her lip, he had said, "I know. I bet it's some bloke dragging you out there. Tell you what, tell him to stuff it. Go to Tenerife." There was an idea.